One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone.
Welcome.
Name is Joe.
My name is Najee.
And we are the
Homo sapiens. Welcome to the most human podcast in the world.
I would say the best podcast in the world.
Let's do this.
And we got, man.
How's everything?
Dude, my week has been pretty hectic at work. You know, life happens and
same,
but I can't complain. I wake up every day. I'm blessed.
That's true.
I got a job.
Amen.
I got good friends. We're about to take it to church, man.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus. I'm just glad to be back because it's been a while, and it just doing this makes me happy, man.
Me and you both, man. Me and you both.
And I think it's not only our enjoyment, but also feels like a duty. We have
and a pleasure.
Right.
A duty and a pleasure.
But we
it's
have
a pleasure taking a duty.
It's almost like a responsibility. You know, yes. With great power comes responsibility. So we got to.
Okay, Uncle Ben. All right. Okay.
We're going there. But the point that I'm trying to make is that we got some serious information we're going to share on this podcast tonight.
Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about, some cool stuff.
Yeah, but in the meantime, You asked me, how's your week going?
Man, my week's going well, man.
Yeah?
Week's going well. Like you said, hectic week, man.
And how's business?
A lot of family stuff going on, but we're going to get through it together.
That's right.
And business is well, man. Business is well, booming.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
Business is booming.
Now, did you tell me earlier you were going to do one of those discount things again?
Yeah, but I was lying.
You were lying.
Now we're gonna do another one.
If business is booming, why stop?
Right. We're gonna do another one, man. Guys, come on in. You mentioned the Homo Sapien podcast, you will get a discount. Come on through. I'm gonna hook you up about 20%. That's a good discount.
That is a great
all you
discount.
Have to come do is come in and say Homo Sapien. Guys.
Homo Sapiens, that's it.
That's it. Just come up to be like, hey man. Homo Sapien, and you get a discount.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? Now that you mention that, speaking of Homo Sapiens, right?
Yes.
Yo, there's a lot of Homo Sapien stuff going down in Nevada. Going over there, you know, they got some
Homo Sapiens in Nevada.
They got some crazy stuff going over there, and in the Grand Canyon.
Nevada is crazy, man. Vegas is awesome.
Yeah, man. It's a party city. They call that.
I love Sin party City. Cities. I love Vegas, man. Vegas is always a good time.
There's always some crazy people there,
see,
too.
See, there's not also sinning out there. There's also some hidden treasures out there. Did you know that?
I think I did know
that. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about it.
All right. So I'm going to take you back before World War II.
Way back.
Way back before World War II. And during World War II, that was a crazy time where new technology from the military was being created. And what was it? It was the Nazis that were the first ones that created the jet plane towards the end of the war.
They were.
And I think a lot of Americans saw that like, whoa, that's a plane with no propeller.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary. That's the very first jet plane. And I think Americans were like, okay, now we got to start getting serious. So they found this area that used to be an old mining, factory where they processed silver and they processed metal.
Yep, copper.
Copper.
Silver, gold.
Right. But I think after it
all
was done,
precious metals.
They were done mining, the military swooped in and created a temporary base. And you know what that base was called?
What was that base called?
I don't know. It's a certain area.
Certain area.
Certain area.
What, the 51?
I think it is. It's definitely not the 69.
Not the 69. No, Area 69.
I know. Everyone was hoping that
there
base was going to
be
open.
Though, right? That'd be a dope name for a club.
Be. Yo.
Area 69. 69. Hey,
oh,
come on through.
To
come on through, baby.
Woo.
2 for 1 dances all night. $10, 2 for 1 dances. Be like, it's a minute and a half dance.
Right.
No, but you're right. But also, too, what in Nevada, so back at, I think it was the early 1900s. It was the early 1900s out there in Nevada when the gold and silver, the gold rush was going on. There was a few guys searching through the Grand Canyon, and they stumbled upon a cave that happened to have hieroglyphs in them.
Yeah,
the gold, like statues, silver, copper, all kinds of artifacts.
But it wasn't
and
just
also
that.
Mummies.
Right, I was just about to get to that point. You got there before I did.
They found mummies in the Grand Canyon, and they say these caves, like all our ancestors, what they used to do is they used to build these libraries, right, to keep the knowledge. And they say that they found one of those libraries. And that's when the government swooped in and claimed that area. That area is not too far from Area 51.
No. That's where they got... It's almost like lost technology. Like during the Roman era, did you know that they... the libraries during the Roman times had blueprints for the steam machine. But because of war, those blueprints were lost because they were burned.
That was a very wide practice amongst them back then. They would burn all your history, all your knowledge.
Make it seem like as if you never even existed.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. They'd destroy everything, all evidence of you.
Well, they'd take everything. It's a total empire. Kind of like how the British were an empire during that time. You know,
for sure. But man, the stories that come out of Area 51 are crazy.
Oh,
I don't know if you've heard of a guy named Michael Prince. But Michael Prince, he was married. He married a member of the Rothschilds. He claimed to be a super soldier for the military. And he has some wild stories. He shared a story once of a battle between human soldiers and extraterrestrial soldiers. So he claims that Area 51 itself is ran by two factions of the government.
Mm-hmm.
One is controlled by the Jews, right? The Jewish power families.
Yeah.
Their connections. And the other is controlled by the Nazis.
Right. It almost...
Which kind of makes sense.
It kind of reminds me of, like, Marvel's S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes.
It was controlled by the Nazis. Yes. That's what it was.
And so they say it's kind of like that now.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense because we took a lot of their scientists, you know, and we brought them over in Operation Paperclip.
Right.
And then, you know, it's always been said how the Rothschilds, how all these big Jewish families, you know, have a hand in America. So it makes sense.
Look at NASA.
Yes, exactly.
It was basically the Nazis that took us to the moon, those Nazi scientists over there.
Exactly.
You know, pretty much without them, that was a whole race to space.
Yes.
And, I mean, now look at us. You know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the major parts of Elon Musk coming in is that he was like, look.
Yeah, we have to keep exploring space. We have to keep trying to go to space.
So I'm going to use it.
Yeah.
So
I agree. But in this story, right, he says that a battle took place amongst these human soldiers and these extraterrestrial soldiers who were grays.
Right, the grays.
Who apparently work with us. And then we have some sort of agreement with them.
Right, but those aren't Homo sapiens, right?
No, those aren't Homo sapiens.
Those are.
No.
Those are, that's a different.
But they had a little gun battle with Homo sapiens in the... actually on the base underground, because 90% of that base is underground, and it's rumored to have tunnels with the hyperspeed trains, with the levitation tracks that run straight through it, that run straight to the Cheyenne Mountains.
It looks like it would be all the way across to
DC.
Right. It looks like it
all goes through there as well.
And it looks like it would be part of the you know, Black Panther, how it looks like on the inside of that mountain.
Yes.
You know, it's pretty crazy what they're hiding from us.
I mean, but they also put it in your face, like I said, in the movies.
But it was...
They put it in your face, man. Right.
It was basically because of World War II that really started all this, because it was the technology race. It was right. It was a huge technology.
So basically they found some extraterrestrial technology. Right.
Now, you're telling me in the 1960s, you had these special planes that were flying 90,000 feet high, and they're not even being able to be detected. It says they're almost not even there. So they can fly over any country or any government and not even be detected. And that technology was in the 1960s. What do you think they have now?
UFOs.
Right.
Saucers. Orbs.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff that they're just hiding from us.
Well, the Roswell.
We're not realizing.
The Roswell crash. How far is that? Roswell, New Mexico. Because wasn't that crash was, Area 51 was created well before that crash, correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
So it makes sense. I mean, it was close. They took them straight there. I mean, they said there's rumor to they have found three species or three aliens in the crash.
Yeah.
Two were dead on the scene. One was died like out on the base hospital or something like that.
Yeah, there's a lot that's being hidden. And
but also, if we go by Robert Morningsky's testimony, he says that there was a fourth alien who was taken by his ancestors, a tribe out there, and they nursed him back to health. So there's a few stories on that.
Yeah, those are some crazy conspiracy theories.
Very interesting.
Yeah, but I think what's leading into all these UFO sightings that have been happening lately, personally, I just think that's mainly Area 51.
Yes.
Test flying
all
their,
stuff.
All their
the new aircraft.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 1960s, they could get from California to New York in 1 hour.
1 hour.
That's it. That's how fast that's fast that technology is. So now,
when are we going to get that on commercial flights? Because God knows I'm tired of smelling farts.
They did have that during the 1960s or 70s.
Was it the Concorde? Was it
right?
The Concorde,
right? Yeah. But the issue is that it was causing really bad pollution to our atmosphere. And I think because of that, they canceled that one out. And so now what we do, we just have regular commercial flights, but I believe they don't go past the speed of sound.
Wow.
Now that commercial jet actually went faster than the speed of sound.
I would have liked to rode on one of those.
Right.
Seriously, I can't imagine speeds like that would come cheap.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine going up once you go in the air on one of those? And then you start flying across the sky, and then you start feeling like how fast your body might be actually going, faster than the speed of sound.
And they were supposed to be super luxury too. I mean, you see here
they did. So they had like full course meals on these planes, and like we're not talking about
cheap Stouffer's meals. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking like. I mean, I like Stouffer's. You can't go wrong with there, but
no hungry man. Right? No, I mean, no hungry
getting,
man dinner.
You were getting like a rotisserie chicken on these things.
So it says here. I looked up. According to Smithsonian Magazine, a transatlantic flight required high maintenance aircraft, top gulp jet fuel rates of 1 ton per seat. Oh, that's a lot of gas. So an average rate of a round trip from New York City to London was $12,000.
That's insane.
Wow.
But could you imagine like the convenience of going from New York to London in just a few hours?
That's a lot. Yeah, but it said 4 hours.
Right.
Oh, 4 hours.
4 hours.
You're there. That's cool, man.
I mean, honestly, that's really cool. If I was able to do that, I would.
Oh, of course.
What? And then all you got to do is you just watch a movie.
People pay like that much to go on a private jet now or first class. And they're getting there slow as hell like everybody else.
Exactly.
I would pay that in a heartbeat.
Right. I'd rather deal with the squished seats for 4 hours instead of dealing with it from New York to London for like, 8 or 9?
100%. That's dope. But like you said, if they had that technology.
Yeah, if they had that technology. I dropped my bottle of water.
Come on, Joe. Get it together.
It landed up top. It landed up top. I saved it. We're good.
Clap that up for him. Clap that up for him. There we go. But with all these UFO sightings, man, going on, do you, like I said, they've been documented since the beginning of time. Egyptian hieroglyphs have them. The Aztecs, they have hieroglyphs of flying objects.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the Bible, right? Was it Ezekiel?
You have it up for us?
Let's see.
You don't have it memorized? You don't have the Bible memorized?
No, I don't have it memorized. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sorry about that, Mom. I'm a failure.
What did you learn in Sunday school, Najee? Yeah.
So it says here in Ezekiel 1:4, it says, I looked and saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light. The center looked like a glowing metal, and it was on fire. What looked like four living creatures in their human form appeared with four faces and four wings.
Yeah.
That sounds like a description of a UFO to me.
That, you know what? Speaking of UFOs, I have this article that I got for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in this article, it's stating that there have been more than 350 new UFO sightings so far within the past year. Okay? But they're saying this, right? Thank you for that. They're saying that... You good? I think you know what time it is on this show.
Oh, got me.
Oh, yeah, it did get you. Man, the UFOs got you. They done beat you up. You can't handle it. That's okay.
I'm beating me up, Scotty.
That's right.
Beat me up.
So, but they say that 163 of these balloons that were found were very balloon-like within the past year.
Balloon-like.
Right.
Like most of them, right? So what's up with these damn balloons?
Well, apparently China is sending us balloons, and they're saying that these are accidents. These are just weather balloons. Oh, it's getting me. Shit.
Oh, man, they're sending us balloons?
Right. These aren't party balloons. They're not pinatas, even though we blew them up like a pinata.
Usually when you give somebody a balloon, it means you want to fuck.
Okay. I think flowers do it too.
Yeah, flowers do it too, right?
Okay, so supposedly within the past year, not just within a few weeks ago, China's been sending balloons,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of them are being mistaken as UFO sightings.
Well, what if these, because these balloons, they say, are like this size, like they carry satellite systems on them, correct?
Yes.
And they say that there's the size of like buses. What if those satellite systems were new technology that they're trying out and they're making those balloons look like saucers?
Well, that brings me back to World War II.
Right.
Because did you know that Japan had made, I think it was like 950 balloons during World War II?
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was to send it over that it'll reach America, sending it from Japan.
Hmm.
And none of them reached except one that killed five people, I believe in Oregon or Washington State.
Yeah.
It managed to go over there, but it only killed five people. So there actually was a bombing on mainland during World War II, and it was those balloons from Japan.
That's wild.
Right. So they would have the balloon and fly across and a bomb that tied to the bottom of it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. And, you know, so, but only one made it out of 950. But now, you know, from China, it almost seems like, you know, during World War II, when it was first starting,
mm-hmm.
you know, Pearl Harbor was bombed by Japan. And then now they're starting to send balloons, even though only one only made it.
Yeah.
Does it not seem like the start of a World War III that China's going to repeat what Japan did?
Could be. I mean,
because now Putin
makes sense. And you know, with China's technology, I mean, their technology is super advanced especially with their holographic technology.
Yeah.
The holographic technology is like beyond
none. It's amazing. It's like starting to become a movie.
Yes.
It's like a movie.
Like, it's crazy. So I could definitely see those balloons having some sort of holographic technology on there and making it, because they're so high up from the, when we're looking up at it the whole time. So from our angle, those holographic technologies could definitely make it look like a saucer, for sure.
Yeah.
And especially since those numbers are like super up.
Right. But do you think those balloons that China's sending, do you think they're mapping out the United States?
They could be doing that. They could be taking pictures. They could be doing a lot of stuff. Spraying little shit in the air.
I think.
Dropping particles. Like, we don't know.
Right.
How are we sure that it's China? That's something too.
They admitted it. That
did they say they want? Didn't they say that they wanted it back? Right.
Yes, they did. And we had an F-22 blow it up.
That's right.
That's what happened.
Don't fuck with us.
Exactly.
You send the balloon over here. We send a jet at it. We blow it up with a jet and a bomb, rockets.
But as I was making, oh man, I lost my train of thought.
You got excited about that balloon popping.
Man, you interrupted my vibe right there.
You got excited about the balloon popping, man. You're getting all red.
I'm like, yeah.
Well, like, yeah.
AC off again, didn't you?
Balloon bust.
Yeah, you did. Exactly.
It's too loud.
I'm pale. I'm a pale white man. I'm going to get red. You know? But it's crazy that 366 new UAP recordings that had shown up, and that these UAPs, what do they call it? The unidentified aerial phenomena is what they call those UAPs. So they're not calling, the government is not calling it
lights in the air.
The government is not actually calling it UFOs when they announce it on the big media. What they're doing is they're calling it.
They gave it a name change.
Right. They're calling it the UAPs, so it doesn't sound as alienish as what it actually is.
Well, too, because if they come out and call it UFOs, that's how they handle things. Instead of just coming out and saying, hey, yeah, we lied for years and we've been denying it for years, but yes, they're UFOs.
Oh, totally.
They can't say that, so they gotta change the name.
Right,
and so they're like, they're UAPs. We didn't say that they were UFOs.
Exactly. That's how.
No, they're UAPs, not UFOs. They're the same fucking thing.
They're hiding what that really is, and then it's almost like they're not even going to mention what happened in Ohio with that train.
Man, but the whole thing with this whole, well, yes, exactly.
They're not going
to. Talking about it, but that goes to my point with this whole thing with all these UFO sightings. With everything going on, I think it's fake and I think it's a distraction.
Well, it is a distraction.
I think it's something to come because they've been talking about a fake alien invasion for a long time now.
Mm-hmm. And I also think they're using the excuse that the Ukraine war is also a fake, the main picture and what's actually going on in the U.S. They're not going to talk about it. So the president goes and visits the president of Ukraine.
Yeah.
And while he's there, he didn't even visit Ohio. Now, isn't it like 5 million people are going to get sick from cancer in their liver or something like that because of how much chemicals poured out? They say it was like as powerful as a nuke that had gone off. It's almost like Chernobyl going on right over there in Ohio.
Yeah, it's crazy, and no one's talking about it. But that's why they keep bringing up all these UFOs. They keep talking about how they shot down a UFO. I don't believe that for one bit, that our U.S. military flew after a UFO and shot it down. I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
No, not for one bit.
I mean, there's a lot of videos out there that kind of repeat the scenario. Look
crazy fake.
Yeah.
Crazy, crazy fake. But I have a clip here from it's William Cooper, and he's dropping some knowledge for us. I'm going to play this real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
Someone remarked that the best way to unite all the nations on this globe would be an attack from some other planet. In the face of such an alien enemy, people would respond with a sense of their unity of interest and purpose. Unquote. Now, bear in mind, folks, that's 1917. One of the next documents that I found, and I found quite a few.
1917.
That's wild.
That statement was from 1917.
And that
so that's what I was saying, like with all these UFO sightings going on all over the world, not just here, but all over the world, and all these militaries too, because apparently Canada shot some down as well.
Right. And then it was almost as if Canada and the United States was fighting together supposedly exactly. to shoot down that UFO.
And I think that's absolute bullshit, because like you said, what's really going on is that crazy four-train derailment in Ohio.
Right. And
with that chemical spill, like you said, that has the potential to give around 5 million people cancer. And even more. I think that's an underestimate, because...
And that's why I'm saying it's Chernobyl.
The Ohio River is right there. And the Ohio River is a fresh water supply for a lot of...
Other states.
A lot of people in that area. Yeah. I'm talking millions.
There's a shit ton.
Like millions.
Yeah.
So it's a problem, and nobody's talking about it.
No.
Nobody.
Supposedly China's sending accidental weather balloons.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we have like 5 trains that get derailed.
And my whole thing too is...
Is it not a coincidence?
Bro, you can't fly a fucking drone too high or near the airport or in certain places, and they'll come get you, they'll come take your shit. But how in this day and age are balloons from China making it over here?
Right. And then not only that...
I would like that question.
But you made a good point with those drones, because you can't fly your drone over 400 feet.
Yeah.
And so why is that? Because they don't want to interfere with the airfare? Like, is a plane really flying at 400 feet?
Yeah, like nobody's seen these balloons? Nobody?
And it makes it across...
No one.
It makes it across all the way of the United States there in the Atlantic Ocean.
Do you think that there was somebody...
Don't you think we should have shot it overland right? So they're not mapping the whole country?
Bro, do you think that there was a person in there manning this balloon?
I think, you know what? Yeah. The person manning that balloon is...
I wouldn't hold it past them, dog. No, they got a little Chinese guy in there, and he was navigating and flying the balloon.
Yeah, no, I think it's more
within
like...
Within that satellite bus.
No, I think with today's technology, it's going to be more like there's a guy controlling it from a couch over there in China using a PlayStation controller. You know?
But I just don't believe it, man. I think there's just something more to come. I mean, because all the reports, all the future reports, right, that has ever said and mentioned UFOs, they see them, right? And they're there, and then they're not. They just take off, right? And the speed of light, speed of sound, boom, just like that. How can our jets, with our technology, chase these guys and our slow-ass rockets? Because in the video... That when they showed that shit looked real fake.
Well, I think also
I was like, what the hell is that? That slow, and there was like, that's a rocket. That was slow ass thing was a rocket. Slow.
If you have the ability, if you have the ability to cross the galaxy, you think you can outfly a jet?
Come on,
you can outfly a jet. If you can go to space, you can outfly a jet. There's no excuse.
I just did not believe that at all.
Yeah, it does make it hard to believe.
It's something else going on. It's something much bigger. Yeah. We got to keep our eyes open, guys.
It's the whole picture.
Don't sleep on this holographic technology. It's crazy.
Because the whole picture is that they want you to focus on that, because the disasters that are happening in the country, they're not going to mention how horrible our economy is and how bad our country is in a shape right now.
Yeah,
it's bad. And they're going to be like, but no, it's okay. We're going to go focus this on the balloons, and we're going to focus it on the Ukraine war. And the president's going to go visit them and not even visit the people of Ohio that have possibly...
Yeah, which is crazy.
...going to have cancer in the future.
Which is crazy. And I'm sorry. I just have a rule. If I was in the position to give anybody... $500 million, you better show up to my house in a fucking suit.
Oh, yeah.
You better wear a goddamn suit.
Wait, that's $500 million. That's
disrespectful ass dude.
Dude, you know how much they're going to buy with that?
Like, he's up here in a sweatsuit. Like, come on, dude.
I know. Well, they say it's because he's in an active war zone.
Nah, get the hell out of here.
Right, but, you know, when they went there, supposedly, the sirens that were going off.
When you come here begging for money, you wear a suit, damn it.
Really?
Fuck
and then
that.
We're going to bring it to you?
Yeah, like, come on. You come here. No, you wear
it.
Damn
you,
suit.
You want it? You come pick it up.
On. You put a jacket
right.
on. A tie. And you show some damn respect. Because
no, exactly.
Most of us do not want to give you guys money.
No, because we got
to
help
our... Not to the tune of that. Because it's bad right now.
First.
And it's about to get worse. A lot of people don't even know what's to come.
The housing market
within
is
within the next 2-3 years, this shit about to get crazy.
It's going to be horrible. The housing market's going to be worse. You know, the interest rates are going to go up like crazy, yeah. And yet they're not going to mention that. They're not going to mention the trade disaster.
Get it while you can
gonna,
right now.
They're not going to mention all the people who are going to die from that possible chemical spill.
Yeah.
And they're not going to focus on any other train, especially
if it's
derailed.
Like, for real,
derailed.
They're really not talking about it.
No.
They said that bloom cloud traveled over 50 miles within 24 hours.
Well, supposedly...
It's like, this shit was crazy.
Because the Ohio River is going to be contaminated, it's going to really affect at least 10 other states.
Like, people don't understand. And my whole thing is you have to really think about it. Was this done on purpose? How do 4 trains carrying that much chemicals at the same time with the right mixture, with those mixtures, create?
Or thinking that it's a good
toxic
idea.
A toxic bloom. And I heard, I think I read that one of those chemicals that they had were illegal to transport that way.
Yeah. That, no, because...
So it's like, what's going on?
I don't know. So someone had the idea of taking a possible nuke on a train and transporting it across the country at one time is a good idea. Why not separate it?
And you know what's even more crazy, eyebrow raising, which I said this on a previous podcast. If you want to know the future, pay attention to these movies. Pay attention to what you see on TV. Understand you're not just watching a movie.
Right.
Sometimes they're putting that truth in your face. Because there's a movie out called White Noise that dropped a month before this incident. And that movie takes place in Ohio. That and in that movie, the plot is a chemical spill happens on a train derailment, and a cloud burns, toxic cloud burns, and the town has to flee. It's the same plot, the same concept in this movie that Netflix dropped a month ago. You can't tell me that that's a coincidence.
And that's exactly how
you can't say that. I don't believe it.
No.
I don't give a
they're
fuck.
They're not going to want you to pay attention or anything.
Not
but
at all.
That's how we're going to end it.
Yeah.
That's how it is. There's nothing.
Yeah.
There's not much because
there's
you.
Not much.
They're not wanting you to pay attention. So
no.
The information is limited
it's,
of what you're ever going to learn.
It is, too.
The truth is not going to be stated in the public.
Watch,
you
think.
You have to be able to think open-minded, and that's what we want to do here for you tonight.
Yeah,
and that's what we're going to continue to do in upcoming seasons and episodes.
Let's do it.
So thank you so much, guys,
hey,
for tuning in.
Let's go ahead and end it the way we started.
Woo! Hit it now.
I'm Najee.
And I'm Joe, and
we are the Homo Sapiens! Welcome to the most human podcast in the world.